Excuse me.
Thank you so much. So that was cool. I was talking to my, the fuck is this, man? All right, this is gonna, I can tell this is gonna be a long motherfucking night tonight, because I'm just, all right, so welcome to the show, and welcome to our chat, and I was talking to a lot of our BSPs here beforehand. I was on the text, that was fun, that was cool, that was like, I think people are, I don't know, maybe, are you guys more comfortable just chatting, texting? I think some people have said they'd rather that I text, but also have the camera on me. I don't know how that's going to work out, but Paul is with us. David Rayborn, checking in from Mesa, Arizona. Doug, Paul, a fan for the comments, what I hum to my coworkers whenever an objective of any size except critical has been met. I like that. Jerome Wilson, hey, man. Now, Kevin is with us. Kevin is, I believe, Kevin, he's in Superior. He's near Lake Superior, Minnesota. This guy has got the life. He's got a cabin up there. It's snowing. They're snowbound. He's with his old lady. They're drinking whiskey. They're eating ribeyes. They got the fucking outdoor fire pit going. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I'm in California, and I would rather be there with them right now. Christopher, how you doing, buddy? Jeff is with us. Asking, Nathan, how's your liver? Doug is with us. Wacy, Christian, and, of course, Dr. Jeff. It's finally, I don't know what happened to him last week, but just ain't a chat without him. The Mage is here. Beautiful man or woman. Alexis is here. Hello, Alexis. Scott. Now, I started following, every time I recognize somebody on Twitter or Facebook, and I see you guys, I friend you if it's a friend request, and I also follow you on Twitter. Tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, Paul, who is in Pennsylvania, but I don't know where, started following him back, and, you know, Paul, Mike Nickus, I do, and whoever I recognize. So if you guys are on Twitter, and you may not be, and if you're not, that ain't no sin in my book. That's probably, you're probably smarter than any of us. By all means, say, hey, Phil, you know, lay your username on me or something, and I will know it's you, and we'll do our thing. Christian is talking about the inversion to Mike. Doug, Phil, thanks for posting that story again about those twin sisters. Is that the weirdest shit you've ever seen in your life? Twin sisters fell into the rabbit hole of that story online for hours. Unreal, if you cats don't know that story. I saw that originally, Doug, on a show called, it's a British show that is like our Cops, only it's called Motorway Cops, and it was online, it was on YouTube, and I watched that show, and they had it. Cameras were there when that shit happened, and it was one of the episodes. I couldn't fucking believe it, man. I couldn't fucking believe it. Those women just running out onto basically a freeway. One of them got hit. One of them got her legs crushed. Then the other one gets bailed out of jail, wanders the streets of, I think it's Stoke-on-Trent, Stoke City, home of the Potters of the Premier League. Anyway, is taken in by this chap who actually is a well-meaning guy. He doesn't necessarily want to bang her. He's just a good guy, you know. He and his buddy, they take this girl in for the night so she has a place. The next morning, she stabs this man to death. He just staggers out. Fucked up story. And then on top of everything else, she gets 5 years on manslaughter. And she's out. Why manslaughter? Because she was mentally ill. And, but if she's mentally ill and she takes, I don't know how, anyway, very weird. Kip says, freaky thing about Ursula and Sabrina, those are the two women I'm talking about. When I first heard Phil talk about that story, I hadn't heard about it before. It gave me a shock because I actually knew someone named Ursula Sabrina, insert last name. She went by Sabrina. Her mom's, yes, she had two. Must have had a sick sense of humor. Oh, wow. I don't know if she named them after those people, you think? Goddamn. King Cap, you're King Cap 13? I'll do it, man. I'm on it. Wednesday evening. Jeff says he looks like a straight version of Richard Gere. Jeff just cracks me up, man. What can I tell you? Doug, that story is so weird because both of them are fine now. Are they really? Did they get treatment? She got out in 2011, says Nathan. Exactly. And I believe it was Sabrina. Ursula's the one that got run over. And I was watching this fucking thing, and it's online. You can find it online. It's just another episode of this show called Motorway Cops. And they basically, it's cops. It's British cops. The only difference is the cops in England, when they interrogate somebody, they put him in the back seat. I think it's a pretty smart move. They put the guy in the car. They go, okay, so what's the story? The dude's in the car, can't go anywhere. They got him there, and he's not going to run. So anyway, they're talking to this guy. They get called to this fucking scene. It's a freeway. And they have a system in England. I don't want to bore you with the details, but they do have a system in Britain that literally there's kind of a radio link along the actual motorway. And so they found out about these guys. The camera crew goes there, and right just in time to see this one chick bolt right into fucking traffic. Because one of the things is that these cops encounters, usually you don't have to keep somebody from running out in front of a fucking truck. So this female officer is talking to this girl, and when this chick took off, she's like, what the fuck? You know, and it kind of took her by surprise. Crazy shit. All right, enough of that bullshit. How's everyone doing? Jamie's with us tonight, sending good vibes to my BSP buds from Venice Beach. Greg, hello. It's Greg from beautiful Beaver Falls. Greg, how you doing, buddy? Mike Nickus is quoting some movie here, but you are Blanche. You're in that chair. Blanche, you mean Streetcar Named Desire? Luke D is with us, a.k.a. Dean Freakin' Wheeler. Fill my Twitter handle, Luke Don. Okay, I'll find you guys. At the end of the show, make sure you tell me, not the end of the show, the end of the hour. Doug, Phil, they diagnosed it as puff cloud delusion. Seriously, what the fuck is that? Alexis, I'm fan for fans on Twitter. If anyone is interested in following my business Twitter, which one should we follow, Alexis? Your business Twitter or your, do you have another one? Doug, Phil, they diagnosed, okay. Ryan, missed the show last week. What's up with the best of? All good on your end. Everything's good. I wanted to update you guys. We did a week of best of because I finally said to Shane, I'm going to take the week off because two things. I started to get busy in terms of, auditions. I even got a call back on a show, which means that's good. They liked you and all that shit. The other thing that happened was, and I have bad news here, I'm not going to be adopting Marley, that beautiful, beautiful dog. And there's a reason for that. I was back and forth with Marley, the trainer. I was back and forth with the people that rescued him. And I came to find out that if you are dealing with a rescue dog like Marley, who has been badly injured and he's okay now, but he has some problems from that. For one of the things, one of his eyes was injured, so he has bad depth perception. I have stairs here. I have laminate stairs. They're not even carpeted stairs. I can even hear my fucking cat thunder when she tries to run on those things, going, and it's like one of those cartoons. The other thing was that Marley needs consistent presence of a human being to help him acclimate. There isn't 2 days that I can put together in my fucking life that I'm not gone at least one of them for 5 hours in town. I put all that shit together and I talked to Maria, who has a rescue dog herself. I said, I don't think I'm going to be doing this dog any favors. I can't put two fucking days together where I'm not going to put that dog in a crate and leave him for hours at a time. He's brand new to the house. He doesn't know what the hell, where he is. What's this new thing? That poor animal has been taken and basically gone from owner to owner or person to person. Where he is right now is a great place with this trainer and with the person who rescued him. They are trying to give him a home because they've got enough dogs there as it is. I feel fucked because and I saw a video of him and he's got a great mood. He's a happy dog. He's a beautiful guy. And I do not have the time to devote to a dog like that he needs. And he needs to have someone with him consistently, at least 3-4 days straight. I'm not here. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I don't know who I think I'm kidding. I was going to meet him on Thursday. I was going to meet him on Wednesday. I was going to meet him on Thursday. I was going to meet him on Friday. I kept putting it off by side. I can't make it until 4. I can't make it until 2. Can you guys stay there? I finally said on Friday, what am I doing? I can't, even if I adopt him and I bring him home, I'm not going to be around. Anyway, I know the people that he's with, and he's with great people, so I'm not too bumming too much, but you know, his story is so heartrending. He has a damaged right eye, so he is deaf. You can imagine. I mean, but he's beautiful. He was aware. He was loving this cat. The trainer Julie was. She had her cat there. She sent me a video, and he was digging the cat. And his attitude. I said, "Is he happy?" She says, "He's very happy." You know. So anyway, there you go, man. And I know that these guys will find him a good home. Here's Charles. Sorry, the adoption won't work out, but it's good you recognized it now, instead of after the adoption. No shit. Too many folks don't think about those things when they adopt. One thing I'm finding out, Allie. Hello, Allie. One thing I'm finding out, Charles. The rescue people will actually come to a home and inspect it. Have you ever encountered that to make sure that you don't have it? It's not an unsafe environment, etc. So, MD Phil Fan is with us. Hi, Allie. Everybody's saying hello to Allie because she's it, man. Wacy, Alexis, Bellevue is nice. Wish I could afford to live there. Bellevue, Washington. Doug, dogs need multiple people to take care of them. It is really hard for a single guy to take care of pets. Yeah, because you're gone. What are you doing then, man? Jeff, dear Phil, Disney now has a gay character, the gay man and gay actor Ian McClellan, who played Gandalf, who was a gay man and a gay wizard, is in this movie. What does Doug Danger, gay man and gay journalist, have to say about all of this? Now, Ian McClellan, is he in Beauty and the Beast? Because that's what I was reading. And the other thing I was reading is that Alabama, they're not going to show it or some goddamn thing. Did you read about that? In Alabama, they're not going to show the fucking movie because he's got queers, you know? They're queer. Hayden, how you doing, Hayden? Hayden, you're not Rebecca Hayden, are you? I'm just curious. Mike Nickus, David Rayburn, a man's got to know his limitations with rescue dogs. Truth. Jamie, Phil, is Marley good with cats? Yes. I'm open to adopting. I'm in L.A. I'd be open to meeting him. Jamie, Marley is good with the cat I saw him with. It was one of the trainer's cats, and he was just all... He got into that play pose that dogs get into where they get down on their front paws. So he wanted to rock and roll. He wanted to rock and roll with his fucking cat. And the cat seemed to be cool. The cat wasn't afraid of him, but cats are just weird anyway. I'll find out who you have to contact, Jamie, because I can't give you the information of these folks because it's private, but there's a rescue agency involved. So I'll get that for you. And thank you very much. Allie saying hello to her many fans. Colby Jack, Wacy, ah, wow. I grew up in Bothell, Kirkland, graduated from Juanita High School. I got a lot of, all of our Washington State people are bonding right now. Kevin, can you give the caretakers of Marley a donation to help sponsor him? Yeah, sure. But I'll be honest with you. The people that are caretaking him are rich. They've got lots of resources, which I'm really happy to know. They're paying for a trainer. They actually paid for his surgery, you know, when he was injured. They took him to the vet and they had him, you know, rehabbed. So... That's not really an issue there, I don't think. I think the issue is just the right home. And I don't know, man. Fuck, you know. Anyway. Phil, I was listening to an old episode with Clara Bingham. A caller comes on and says the shit word. It didn't get dropped or cut out. When you were on the radio, did you ever miss cutting out swear words and get fined? No. Christian, if that happened, and I don't doubt that it did, if it's inadvertent like that, they won't generally fine you. If it's a repeat thing, they'll begin, and you get complaints, they will. One of the things that happens with obscenity, there has to be a complaint, and it should be a legitimate complaint. And then they look at what happened. Was it just, it just kind of blurted out, fuck, something like that. They will then give you a fine in sort of a incremental, you know, was it just a mistake? It's a small fine or maybe a warning. Was it purposeful? And is it repeat? Then you get nailed, you know. So no, it's not. It's community standards, meaning the local, if you get a local complaint about the language. Now, a show like Howard's, which is network, and of course, the digital is not under the under the thumb of the FCC, so we can do any fucking thing we want to do here. But national shows, I think, probably is slightly different. Because what is the community standard there? The nation, America, it's completely different. Just as an example, Birmingham, Alabama is way fucking different from New York City. What you can get away with in New York City, you probably can't get away with without a complaint, at least one or two, in Birmingham. I don't know. Maybe it's changing. So that's kind of the... Phil Wayseed, you did the right thing with Marley. It speaks to your character. Really? Would you guys sponsor me? That'd be great. Thank you, Wayseed. That's very nice of you, although I... Allie, again, she continues to say hello to her many fans. Vic Lombardi, glad your decision on Marley was so well thought out, Phil. I'll tell you what happened, Vic and Wayseed. I was talking to Maria, and she said to me, you can't do this. I said, what do you mean? She says, look at all the fucking shit you're doing. Look at all the stuff you're telling me, because I would tweet her and say, I would message her and say, I can't. And this happened. She says, look at all the shit you're doing. She has a dog, and she's taken fucking classes, and she's also now in training as a counselor, and she's got a neighbor taking care of her dog. I said, I don't have anything like that. I don't have anybody in my life that I'm going to bother with that kind of thing. Or that would do it. I don't know. And she kept telling me this throughout the week. And I was thinking, oh, she doesn't know Phil Hendry. She don't know what I'm about, you know? Yeah, right. By the end of the week, I was like, fuck it, man. I can't. I'm not going to leave and put that animal in a crate or have him just run free in the house. It's not going to fucking happen, you know? I mean, what does that mean? And then there's Thunder, my cat, who's probably be scared to fucking death hiding under a bed somewhere. So I thought about it and thought about it, and I said, you know, this is going to be fucked, but I can't do this. I'm going to have to call these guys back. James Kaufman, Kevin, great idea. Good on you. What is the idea that Kevin had? I got to go back. I'm scrolling back on Kevin. Can you give the caretaker of Marley's a donation? Yeah. Well, James, you're right. It is a great idea. But like I said, they're filthy rich. And I... But it is a great idea. And actually, in terms of purchasing, you know, equipment and stuff like that, the person that rescued this cat that I was getting this cat from, just so you know, produces a really successful television show. So that I don't think they've got, there's no, you know. I said to them, fuck the cat, why don't you hire me? Or the dog, or whatever you got. It's a dog, Phil. Aren't you paying attention? Yeah, sure. Apathy. Hey, Apathy, how you doing? No dice on the video cast for me tonight. All chopped up. Ciao, y'all. What the fuck happened, man? Is that it? That's your one and only comment? Apathy 2673. No dice on the video cast for me tonight. All chopped up. Where is he at anyway? Does anybody know? Is he in the... Because I got no complaints tonight on the video. Allie says she adopted her cat. Who'd you adopt it from, Allie, just out of curiosity? The mage. Some pets are high maintenance. That's the truth. Brent. Or can anyone else tell me if you need the full subscription to get the audio for this chat? Yeah, you need the full subscription, Brent. George McFly, you're a good soul, Phil. Well, I try. Wasey, Colby Jack, right on. Kirkland is a nice town. I love the fishing here in Washington. Are you brand new there? Here is Chad Schlotterback. Dude, been a while. I remember your name from earlier chats. He says, my divorce just wrapped up this week. She gave me up for adoption. You don't know how lucky you are. I'm kidding. But, Chad, if I were you, I would treat that as a day of emancipation, man. If I were you, I'd be heading out to various and sundry spots where the female of the species gather. Et cetera, et cetera. Alexis Wasey, I live in Bellingham now and prefer it because it's lower key than Bellevue. You guys with your Washington talk. Allie, Gay LeFou. So Ellie is speaking code now to one of her many admirers. What the fuck? William Beggs, Phil, what did you think of the screw up the Oscars? I didn't see it because I wasn't watching the Oscars, to be perfectly honest with you. How about that? Well, wait a minute. Was I? Yeah, I watched some of it. But I didn't see that. I don't know. I'm not the person to ask because I didn't see it. And you know, I will tell you this. Price Waterhouse, aren't those the assholes that have been doing that for year in, year out? You know, it looks like it's time to move off of Price Waterhouse and get somebody that knows how to count. I don't know. It's kind of like Jack Valenti. Every year, and now the president of the Motion Picture Arts and Science Academy of Starfleet Federation here now is Jack Valenti. And out comes Jack Valenti. So you're like, Jack Valenti, boy, that's a lifetime job, right? This year, they had somebody else. Susie Q or some shit, completely different person. I said, what happened to Jack Valenti? And then I'm realizing he's probably dead. If he was alive, he'd probably be 150 if he were alive. So, Nathan, if I had room for a pet, I'd get a goat. Allie, nope, sir. Ian McClellan is not in that movie. What is Ian McClellan? Who's the gay character in Beauty and the Beast? Wasey, Alexis, I know what you mean. Colby Jack, Wasey, I grew up by Finn Hill. Inglewood off Juanita Drive. Ring a bell? Sure. Finn, let me speak for her. Finn Hill? Jeff, Allie, I think the new gay Disney or Diz-gay character is Ben Dover. Hayden Newkirk from Tallahassee, Alabama. Hayden, thank you, brother. What's up with the Beauty and the Beast in Alabama? I read today that it's been banned statewide, not statewide, but wherever you can ban shit like that because they have a gay. I think the Beast is gay. You know, so I think the Beast went gay after the whole episode. Wasey, Colby Jack sure doesn't. I'm not too familiar with all of the areas and the streets. Allie, it's Gaston's sidekick, LeFou, that is supposedly gay. He is played by Josh Gad. Got it. From Beauty and the Beast. Josh Gad. Sir Ian McClellan is gay, yes. Did anybody see Gods and Monsters with Ian McClellan and Brendan Fraser? I worked with Brendan Fraser on A King of the Hill, and I got to tell you something. Usually, if there was a big star on an episode of King of the Hill, they recorded their parts separately. But Brendan Fraser was such a fucking regular guy and such a, just a, you know, a professional. He came in and worked with all of us standing there. You stand in a studio, there's, you know, five or six mics. He came in, stood there, just like a fucking, a regular actor on an animated show. So everybody loved him for that, you know, because he could have pulled some, you know, star thing. He walks in and I said to him, and I probably shouldn't, I said, but my kids love you. He says, please tell your kids thanks. Because he's been in all those movies, you know, like whatever the fuck. So when he did Gods and Monsters, I thought, shit, this is like a serious-ass dramatic part. It was a great movie. You got to see it. Jeff, next will be a gay Snow White with Sleepy, Diddy Bend Over, Could He Bend Over, and Sucky the Dwarf. Allie, oh my God, I would love to see a live-action Snow White. Yes, but did you see what he said, Allie? He said, a gay Paul, an analog scale. What's that, Paul? An analog scale. I don't know what Paul's talking about there, so I'm scrolling back, but it's going to take too long. Allie, Grumpy should be the general. By the way, did you guys hear the different voice on the general? And the general used to talk like this. And now he's like this. So he did. He morphed right into Lloyd. He took Lloyd's soul over. Jeff Alley, he was a gay man and a gay actor who played a gay man and a gay wizard who handed it out to every dwarf in Rivendell. Shit. Allie, he was a gay man and a gay actor who played a gay man and a gay wizard who handed it out to every dwarf in Rivendell. Chad Slaughterback, life advice needed. My divorce just wrapped up last week. How should I celebrate? Chad, ask a girl out to dinner that you I don't care how beautiful she is, you will not try to have any intimate moment with her at all. Just ask her out to fucking dinner. Just ask out the most beautiful chick you know that'll go out with you to dinner. And just sit there and talk and boom, boom, boom. And just get back into the hang of it, man. Don't try and, you know, get laid. Nothing. And Jamie, Phil, can we connect to see if my home will be fit for Marley? I hate to see any dog suffer. You can connect with these rescue people, yeah, if you want to. They'll come out. They inspect the house to make sure it's safe. Absolutely. Nathan, Jeff, I'll play Snow White if you play Diddy. Jeff, Chad, hire three hookers. Yeah, let's see. Chad, I gave you slightly different. I wouldn't go right out and hire. I wouldn't go right out and have sex. I would go out and just, like, be in the company of like, thousands of, you know, women or something. I don't know. I definitely would do that. I definitely would do that, you know. Also, depending upon how much money you've got, buy a new fucking car, lease it, and move into a, you know, get your pad set, man. Get wherever you're living. Get that fucker set up. Okay? Mike Nickus, Chad, go on a Tinder rampage. Doug, Phil, I see that you use WordPress. As a person who has used those guys for 5 years on my website, and I'm now leaving them because they cut 80% of ad revenues to our site, is the new site going to be under the WordPress format? I am mad because WordPress is good with audio video. I need to tell you guys about the new site. The new site is going to be fucking phenomenal. WordPress, I don't know, but I saw a beta version of it this week. I'm not going to give you any specifics because I've been told, you know, Phil, you're letting the cat out of the fucking bag. Let me just tell you this. Next week, I will drop major, major specifics about our new website. And we will continue to drop specifics about the website, bigger, broader, more throbbing, and more, you know, than ever before. I love it. I got to tell you, it's the most professional website I've ever had. It's going to look like I hate to say this, you know, it's going to look like a real website, because we've had good websites, you know, but we've been a big challenge to a lot of webmasters, I think, with all of the content that we have. This site is going to be a professional looking, beautifully, beautifully designed and marvelously navigable website. And we're going to have a lot more interaction with you guys. We're going to have a lot more things that we can do with you guys. And I just really am excited about it. The look of the site's going to be radically different. Radically different. But I'm trying to give you as much as I can without blowing it, because the guys told me last week, they said, you're telling people too much, man. Back it down, you know, ratchet it back. Just yank it back. Yank it, don't crank it. But to answer your question specifically, Doug, about WordPress, I have to tell you, I don't know. I don't know. They cut 80% of ad revenue to your site. What does that mean, man? Tell me. How can they do that? In other words, they will not allow you to put ad revenue banners. Get a load of this. Why is that alarm going off? Jeff, I will, Nathan. Willie, bend over. Hayden, Walt Disney would not have it with all of this gay. He's turning over at his grave. Oh, wait, they froze him. I don't know about Walt, man. He dropped acid. But you're right. He was very super conservative. Paul, do you do voiceover auditions Pixar style? What do you mean Pixar style, Paul? I do voiceover auditions in my studio here. I MP3 them to my agent, and then they send them to whoever is casting. And been a lot of shit going on. Lots and lots of stuff happening. And I just sent an audition off today from my iPhone, because I wasn't anywhere near the studio. And they said to me, if you're not anywhere near the studio, just send it to us on your iPhone. That's what I did, you know, so we will see. Allie, Mr. Hendry, what up with you and Maria, though? Could there be a possible reconnection? Maria and I are doing something that I don't think we did in our marriage. We're becoming friends. And I like that a lot, man. I hanging out with Maria and having dinner with her and talking about shit. I'll tell you something. Maria is back in school. She's getting her degree, her master's degree in marriage, family, child counseling. And in the middle of all of that shit, she's had to deal with a really tough, tough condition. She's got arthritis in her hips. She used to be a basketball player in college. And Maria was always extremely athletic. And this has really just bummed her straight out, man. But she's going to get well, and she's going to have... I'm talking too much about it. Maybe I shouldn't, but she's going to have hip replacement in June. And I said, look, I got to be there. I got to, whatever you need, let me help you. You know, I mean, you can't, she's going to school. She's going between Pepperdine and the fucking clinic in Simi Valley and all kinds of shit, man. I mean, she, between the Valley, Pepperdine, which is at Malibu, and then into Simi Valley for her sessions, because she's had clients. I mean, as she trains, they give you clients to, and in the middle of all that, she's got this burning fucking pain in her hips. So, Allie, that there he is. Jeff, Disney is run by the gay, capital G. They have a gay week called Red Shirt Days. It's a gay thing. Do they have, like, never mind. I can't top what Jeff just wrote there, so why even try? Kevin, okay, so what's the latest on the new website? Well, I just told you, Kevin. No, it's let me get through all these. Colby Jack, Allie, the E Channel wants to know too. Kevin, you want them to hire you to fuck the cat? Nathan, Jeff, I know the gay, and you are right. Nathan, Jeff, laugh out loud. Chad Slaughterback, laugh out loud. Jeff, why is it okay for a dog to just walk up and sniff ass, but we can't? Well, who says we can't? It only takes one person to break through that fucking social barrier, and then suddenly, hey, you know, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Doug, speaking of that, just found out today that Yosemite Sam has been permanently banned from TV, as has Speedy Gonzalez since 1999. All of these great cartoon characters that can't be shown anymore because of PC. What's wrong with Yosemite Sam? What did he do? Bullshit. Are you serious? What the fuck did he do wrong? Allie, Mr. Henry, adopted from a place in Connecticut. They didn't want me to because I'd have to transport him to Los Angeles like I told them I wanted to. Hey, Tina, how you doing? Tina's with us. What are you talking about, Allie? But you adopted him and brought him here. Did you drive him or did you fly him? Wasey, my wife and I are going to stay in Washington State until our baby arrives. Then we're moving back to my native home of Colorado. She was born in the summer of his... Yeah. How old are you, Wasey? 27? It would work. It would fucking work if your daughter was born, or your son, or whoever. It was born in the summer of my 27th year. Going home to a place I just recently left. Jacob, well, the feed is too laggy for me to watch tonight, even with multiple restarts. Hopefully it will be better next week. No shit. Jacob, I'm sorry, buddy. That is, I believe, tonight. I'm not going to, I don't know for sure, but it may very well be the speed of your own computer, because we're not getting, I think I'm doing fine here. Let me just look. I haven't really looked. Yeah, there I am. Yeah, I haven't had any buffering at all. Who knows, man? But that shit's going to get improved, too. Let's see. Nathan, Jeff, I do. I get in trouble a lot. Responding to Jeff's statement, why is it okay for a dog to just walk up and sniff ass? And Jacob says, well, he does and gets into trouble. Now, I do. No one ever even... Nathan, Jeff, okay. James Kaufman, Doug, Yosemite Sam is not PC. See, James has the same question I have. Why? Jeff, Nathan, it's your fucked up life talking to you? George Smith, Chad, rebirthday. George Smith is with us. Where are you at, George? He's talking to Chad Slaughterback. Oh, because Chad's, is that you, Chad, that's getting the divorce? Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, it's not so much that marriage is bad, but if you've got a bad marriage, Jeannie's bus stops attempt by brothers to remove her as controlling owner. Ooh, according to court documents obtained by ESPN, Jeannie Buss, her brothers tried to remove her as the major owner of the LA Lakers. Magic's got her back, so she's there for the long haul, I think, unless Magic just says, ain't my problem. Doug says, James, no, because he is a gun-toting guy who shoots all the time. You know, that's kind of bullshit. He's an Old West character. What the fuck, man? That's a jive-ass, punk, jive-monkey thing, man. Phil, watch Something's Wrong with Aunt Diane this week. Was crazy. Ever watch The Stairway Doc? If so, what do you think? Yeah, Something's Wrong with Aunt Diane is all fucked up. You're right. The Stairway is that dude. Let me tell you what about that guy. That motherfucker is guilty of sin. He's a psychopath. He's just like one of those guys who can look you right in the eye and say, I swear to God, I didn't kill her. I don't know what they're talking about. Those motherfuckers are psychopaths. They can lie because their heart, because they don't feel anything, so their heartbeat stays the same. In other words, Jeff may know something about this, although probably he doesn't, because most of this shit, you'd have to be like, you know, study after hours, and Jeff, God knows what he's doing. But I'm fucking around. But anyway, this is brain shit, Jeff. You should know this. They did a study with psychopaths and normal people, and they would show them pictures of things. That part of the brain that registers heavy emotion, when they would show a psychopath like a picture of an injured child in an automobile accident, no activity at all. No activity at all. They're just like, oh, wow. Even if they looked at you and went, oh, wow, that's fucked. That's really terrible about that child. That part of the brain is just like, ooh. With normal people, and I was going to say like you and I, but no, but I mean normal people that feel emotion, it goes crazy. It goes haywire. So that was one of the first indications, those kinds of studies that showed us that psychopaths actually have an abnormal brain. Not sick. They're not sick. They're ab-fucking-normal. Kind of like, you know, me or Jeff. All right. Luke. Tina, LeFou is the gay character. Right. Nathan, Jeff who? Jeff, our buddy Jeff in Sacramento. He's a mental case. Brian Anthony, cold as fuck here in PA. Was 72 days ago. Where are you in PA, Brian? And by the way, all of the new guys, you know, I want to follow you guys back on Twitter and also friend you on Facebook. So when you're on, let me know what your Twitter handles are and let me know, you know, like friend request me or something and we'll get it going on. David Rayburn, Josh Gad plays the gay character. Right. Crushing on Luke Evans Gaston. Yep. Tina, LeFou is supposedly gay. Not supposedly, he is. James Kaufman, Doug. Won't the NRA fight that? Jeff, Tina, I love you. That's a big move by Jeff there. Wacy, Hal and Viola won't even fly in this weather. Where you at, Wacy? Wacy keeps telling me, and I keep fucking forgetting. He's going to stop. He's in Washington State. So you guys got some shit weather up there, huh? Tina, okay. She's saying, yes, Jeff. You don't even know Jeff, Tina. How do you know he's not an axe murderer? You're going to go out with the guy? I mean, he's a nice guy. I can vouch for him. He's a good guy, but he may have, like, multiple fucking axes in his trunk. Different sizes for, you know, different days of the week. Nathan Wasey, laugh out loud. David, greetings from San Diego. Hello, David. San Diego, that's the first, I think you're the first BSP we've had on chat from San Diego in years, man. How long have we been doing this? Does anybody remember the first fucking video chat we ever did? Do we have, where do I go? How long have we been doing this? 3 years? Four? Doug, James, they should. He was the best opponent to Bugs Bunny, too. Yosemite Sam, absolutely. Hayden, from what I've read, it's one theater in Alabama that won't show it. Got it. The Henninger Drive-In Theater. Okay, Hayden, I figured it had to be just like an isolated thing, because how can a whole fucking state ban this shit? The way they write that, you'd swear to God the whole goddamn state said goodbye. You know, so that's At least I know if I go to Alabama, I can watch my porn in peace. You know, and not, I'm kidding, of course, but I had a friend of mine that lived in Birmingham. Because all I ever knew about Alabama growing up in California was it was like some kind of hillbilly shit, hicks, you know. But my buddy lived in Birmingham. He says, dude, there's parts of fucking Birmingham that are like Portland, Oregon. You know, it's, there's a lot of yuppie shit going on, a lot of hipster shit. Allie, I will say this. I wish I could have met you all in Vegas for a HendryCon. Allie, we're going to have, don't worry, it's, I know you think that I'm lying. David, Nathan says, David, I was jacking it in San Diego once. Drum Wilson, laugh out loud. A6 Genius, HendryCon happened? No, it did not. No, the idea for HendryCon now, if you haven't been with us, is it a genius? Is that HendryCon will be downsized and I will go to you. So we'll have a smaller version in all of the places where you guys are. Who knows? If I go to Bellingham, Washington, I'll have Tina and Alexis and all of you guys and whoever else. Who is it, Chad? Or no, it was Wasey. And there'll be like five of us, and I'll just stand there and just crack jokes, and you guys, you know. And I'll be right, okay, I'm off stage, and I'll be back for the second half after this, and I'll just walk to the men's room and hide there. Jeff, David, doesn't San Diego translate to whale's vagina? It's good. Chad Slaughterback, I'm going to doze off after having two Teds, night all. Shit. Chad, that's a married guy for you, though. And dad. David, after some scotch, yes. What you talking about, David? And who are you talking to? Because David just got into some good shit. Greetings from San Diego. I guess he's answered a question I asked him about San Diego. James Kaufman, Doug, I think Yosemite Sam just had anger management problems, which made him unfit for TV. That motherfucking Yosemite Sam was funnier than fuck after he got his face blown off and he only had the, like, singed whiskers. There was no funnier character than Yosemite Sam when he stuck his face into a shotgun that Bugs Bunny had, and Bugs empties both barrels into Yosemite Sam's face, and what's left are just two blinking eyes, a blackened head, and the mustache just crumbling. All right. Allie, Nate, no, it didn't. Different HendryCon entirely is happening. Yes. Doug, thank you, Phil, for going digital and for using all of the non-PC commentary you can for your satirical comedy. I can't even listen to normal radio anymore. It's either satellite or podcast. Thank you. I was listening to some of our best ofs this week, and maybe I'm off, but I don't know. I was laughing my fucking ass off. You know, we used to do an hour-long show consistently, and I got to go back to that. Paul, Phil, you got any East Coast appearances? Yeah. As soon as we get the website off the ground, you bet. You bet. Where are you at, man? Paul, is that Paul in Pennsylvania? Paul and I hooked up today on Twitter. By hooked up, I mean we wrote to each other. Paul's in, what city are you in, man? Pittsburgh or Philly? I forget which. I think you're in Philly. Yes. Absolutely, brother. Kip Massey, I'm sipping Yukon Jack straight in case anyone wondered. Wasn't that R.C. Collins? Hold on, man. What happened to this goddamn fucking thing? No shit, dude. I just lost your comment. I'm so slow, I got to get all the way to Philly. Paul's in Philly. Thank you. Phil, hearing all of the best of episodes this week has me missing when Margaret catches Bud looking lustfully at her. James Kaufman, Charles, Larry Grover said, do you have more relatives than teeth when responding to a woman from the South? Tina, no, my wife is trans, not me. So that gives Jeff some more information. Wasey, Don Julio Blanco is the best tequila. Rory McLeod, Yosemite Sam, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of mom's old-fashioned cider. Christopher, Phil, do you still drink tequila? I sure as shit do. Haven't even cracked this motherfucker. This is shit. And let me explain something. As Maria reminded me the other night, the only tequila you should drink is 100% agave. If it doesn't say 100% agave, I don't give a shit what it is, don't drink it. Unless you're mixing it in a margarita, or you are making a, you know, like I am tonight, a Mexican mule, then you can use shit because you're adulterating it with ginger beer, you know, and margarita mix. Why would you use a good tequila when you're splashing that shit in there? This shit, Sauza, is the stuff that I go to for margaritas or, and I don't drink margaritas, but Mexican mules. It's not 100% agave. It's, I don't know, whatever the fuck it is, so. Rory McLeod, Yosemite Sam, yo-ho-ho in a bottle of Mom's Old Fashioned Cider. Okay, so we've already done that. Jeff Tina, aren't you TS? I'm going backwards up the feed here, guys. Tina, so no, I will not go out with Jeff. Kip Massey, Paul, I'm just 2 hours straight south of you down Route 13. Kip, I thought you were in Lake Superior, up near Lake Superior. Oh, man, I'm fucking this up. Okay. Jacking it in San Diego, like in the South Park classic scene. Here is a scene that Doug has sent us. And we're going to watch this shit now, man. So y'all just sit tight while I pull this up. Y'all just sit tight while I pull this. Oh, the nightlife. Oh, here we go. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, bitch. Uh-oh. I gotta turn something off here, man. Okay. Where the sun always, what the fuck? Yeah. Gonna jack it. Been spreading the word, and now I need to ease my mind. Jacking it. Oh. Been planting them apple seeds. Hold on, you know, guys, I butchered that alive. I'm gonna get this going for you, so just be chill with me, man. You know. Chill, motherfucker, chill. Fuck. There we go. All right, Jacking It in San Diego was inspired by this scene here. So I just was not really doing this right, so forgive me.
I'm gonna jack it where the sun always shines. Been spreading the word, and now I need to ease my mind. Jacking it. Been planting apple seeds, and while the apples grow, I'm gonna go out jacking it in San Diego. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jacking it. Yeah. Spanking it, jacking it, spanking it, smack. I don't need no shirt, no. Gonna take them pants right off.
He's about to jack it.
On such a bright day, who needs underwear or socks?
Jack it, jacket, ho.
Been around God's country, and there's one thing I know. There's no better place for jacking it than San Diego. Jack it, jack it, jack it, jack. Spanking it, spanking it, smacking it, smack. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Jacking it, spanking it. To see. From the sparkling waters of Mission Bay to the warm tortillas of Old Town. And after a day of sightseeing, why not try spanking in one of our charming city streets? San Diego, come, take a load off. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Spanking it, spanking it, smacking it, smack. Whacking it, whacking it, whacking it, whack. Spanking it, jerking it, smacking it, smack. The cars are passing me by, they honk and say hello. From his window, there's a guy shooting video. And if good Lord Jesus comes knocking on my door, just tell him that I'm jacking it in San Diego. Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack. Spanking it, spanking it, smacking it, smacking it. Jacking it, jack, jacking it, jacking it. Whacking, whacking, spank, whack, spanking it.
That's fucking awesome, Jack. That's the greatest goddamn thing I've seen all week. Excuse me. That was that was fucking great. And I think I recognized Trey Parker's voice there doing the voiceover in that, man. No better place than San Diego to jack it. Beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. Thank you for that. Hey, I had an idea. Let's get caught up on our comments here. Paul, Rory McLeod, that and magical weather all year round. Alexis, feed froze on Jerry Sanders. Oh, shit. No kidding? Jeff, Tina, no joke. During my surgical training, I did a male-to-female trans surgery. Ben, Phil, thanks for all you do to keep me sane over here in Fantasyland, Dubai. There's Ben in Dubai, man. Need to go and pick up my alcohol license today. It was renewed. Maybe you've inspired me to pick up some 100% agave. That is. Do you have to have you? So you get a license to own alcohol. So you don't have any crazed fucking religious fanatics like we have in this country screaming at your ass because you're drinking, huh? That's cool. Definitely 100% agave, Ben. If you like to sip tequila, which I do, and I sip tequila with nothing but ice, a couple of, you know, cubes of ice. No goddamn lime, lemon, salt, none of that shit, just the fucking tequila. And the best sipping tequila, for my money, is Don Julio Blanco. Now, if you get anything, if you get 100% agave and you're mixing that, don't do it, man. Don't do it. Get a different kind of tequila then, man. Get, a less than 100% tequila. If you like margaritas and stuff like that, because you're just wasting money. You're wasting a lot of money. Okay, Roy McLeod, if Walter Belhaven ever escapes from Atascadero, multiple federal agencies must be alerted. Ali, Sousa is cheap, so it's my jam. Are you drinking Sousa now, Ali? No shit. Dude. Girl, what the fuck are you doing with it? How are you drinking this shit? It's cheap because it ain't 100% agave. Rory McLeod says, Walter Belhaven is Herb Sewell's sicker former inmate. This is true. Paul, take a swig, Phil. Oh, fuck no. Oh, jeez. Oh, Christ. That's drinking that shit. Yeah. Mr. Henry, wow, that's Justin Timberlake's tequila. Total diss. Justin Timberlake drinks this piss? It's not piss. It's just not, it's not sipping tequila. Is he a nut? Does he do ads for it? Here's the ginger beer I'm drinking tonight, by the way. This is called Zero, or Q. Q. They have a brand called Zero, though. This is 90 calories, comes in a bottle. It's not sweet, which is great. It's got a kind of a spicy tang to it. And now I'm buffering. Now I'm fucking buffering. You motherfucker. I'm having a hard time. Yeah, there we go. I had a hard time. I was buffering there for a while, guys. I must admit I was buffering. Now I'm starting and stopping here. Jeff, sorry, Tina, just confused. I'm Walter Belhaven, according to Wasey. Kip Massey, Phil, that's Kevin in Superior. That's right. You're in Delaware, Kip. Sorry about that, buddy. Alexis, Jeff, Tina's wife is M2F, and she is cis female. What the fuck? Simple as that. You seem obsessed and need to drop it. Nothing to joke about. Uh-oh. Come on now. Let's be all good here, man. Tina's wife is M2F. Doug, Christian, oh my God, that would be so clutch. Phil, have the South Park guys ever approached you to do voiceover work on characters? I was in Team America. I was the voice of the terrorist who goes, I like your balls. I was that guy, and I was the voice of the computer. Hello, Mr. Anderson. I was intelligence, the computer. And that's the only time they've approached me to... But here's the thing. They're kind of like me, man. You hear Trey doing all the voices. He does most of the fucking voices on South Park. They occasionally, yeah, they have a guest star. They had a long-running regular, Isaac Hayes, remember? And Isaac Hayes got pissed off because they were shitting all over, Scientology? And I was very disappointed to find out that Isaac Hayes was like, so into Scientology that he quit the show because they... Anyway, are you kidding? This is the cat that did Shaft? What are you talking about, man? You know. Dude, what do you use to ferment jalapenos? Paul asks. That's a good question, Paul. It's a tequila called Cavallero, C-A-V-A something. I'll get it for you. It is not 100% agave. But I'll tell you this, when you put those fucking jalapenos in there, it becomes a great sipping tequila. You've got a tequila that's got this wonderful jalapeno tang to it. It's just beyond words, man. I drink that shit straight all night long. In fact, a bottle of that with about a half a dozen jalapenos in it doesn't last me but a night, maybe a night and a half. Next thing I know, it's gone. And it takes a month, man. I mean, you have to let those jalapenos sort of cure in that shit for a month, 30 days. That's what the bartender at the Post Ranch Inn in Big Sur told me.
Yay.
Ben, sorry, George. If it's not halal, I can't do it. Frank, Vegas looming for our man, Phil. Phil just cracked a new one. Yes, I did. Wacy, I spent a night in a drunk tank at 29 Palms after a bottle of tequila. Did you really? Wacy, were you in the Marines? What were you doing? I can think of a million different reasons to get drunk in 29 Palms. One would be I better not say. She's a former lead singer with Concrete Blonde. And, there it is. I'm fucking buffering again, you guys. Come on, man. Don't do this shit, man. This pisses me. There we go. This pisses me off. It's funny about this buffering thing, man. When I just move the screen around, it stops. Former lead singer with Concrete Blonde, who lives around there. I would go up there and get drunk with her. But alas and alack, you know. I had a thing for her for a while. And then I just sort of got pissed off. And I'm probably telling you way too much. But I did see that she tweeted not too long ago, about 3 months ago, Phil, I need a hug. So for a schmuck like me, that's... anyway... Jeff is on here giving shit. I don't want to get in the middle of the shit you're into, Jeff. Christian, Doug, I wish South Park would hire Phil to do a regular character. Nah, they're going to do what they're going to do. And, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, Kevin is advising that I shut down South Park. That may be fucking me up. Very good point, brother. Let me see. Nope, they're gone, man. They're gone now. That was a good point. James Coppin, the audio is getting tossed around like a French whore. Tina, almost as funny as Alexis. Kevin, shut down the South Park thing if it's still in the background. Yeah. Phil, it's super bad, dude. You're buffering. George McFly, King Cap, yep. Christian, can't wait to download this tomorrow to see if it jumps and jerks like in San Diego. Jacking it. James Coppin, Paul, thanks. I wasn't sure. Rory McLeod, yeah, the South Park video was jacked in San Diego in more ways than one. Maybe that's what fucked us up, that South Park video. But it was worth it. You're right, Tina. You're right. You guys know, look at this. I turned it. It's still fucked. It's still, oh, my God. All right. Good news. This motherfucker is done. It's an hour already. I can't believe it. I'm going to have more inside baseball for you guys next week on the end. This week, we'll be back doing the show daily, starting on Sunday night. And it's all good. It's all good. And it's going to be really a great website. And we're going to have tiered subscriptions now. You guys, like I've said ad nauseum, don't have to worry about any of that. Beyond that, I'm not going to tell you anymore because I don't want to get everybody. Cats are like working their asses off. They go, God damn it, Phil, you're tipping the hand, man, on how this thing's working. I can understand that. So we'll shit can that for now. What else can I tell you? But it's been a blast being with you guys. And we'll take this up at a future date. Yeah, we got Henry Cons coming up. We got it all happening this year. And let's see what else. Hey, Marley. I'm glad that I didn't meet Marley. I would hate to have met him and gotten really bonded with him and then have to say, fuck, I can't adopt him. That would have been fucked up. Mostly for me. Probably he wouldn't give a shit, but you know. Saturday Cinema coming up tomorrow. I don't know the name of the movie, but we'll get that going for you.